Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Gillespie has it. Payton doing jumping jacks in front of him. He throws it to the backcourt. Booker will gavel it there. 18 seconds to go. Booker with it at the timeline. Melton guarding him. Draymond comes up to double. They double him over to Goodwin. Goodwin's not sure what to do. Down to 10 seconds. Down to 8 seconds. They give it back to Booker at midcourt. They double him again. Right side to Brooks. He puts it on the deck. Fades into a three. It's up and no good. Rebound loose. A foul. They call the foul on Moody.
Bay Area is Moses Moody. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I don't really care if this sounds like sour grapes. That's stupid.
No,
I
just think it's better if it comes from me.
Yeah, just
because I'm the ref for the show.
All right, fine. I'll step out. Go ahead.
I didn't think that that needed to be called as a foul. I didn't think that it really was a foul. If there was 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, fine. It's a foul. But with point whatever to go, that to me was not a foul. Yeah. They went up. The other player got the ball. Moses went up and actually had his hand on the ball.
Yep.
There wasn't much body contact. There might have been a little bit of a bump and or a grind.
Always is.
It was more like a junior high dance than it was like, you know, a sorority mixer.
It's a bailout.
For me.
It's a bailout.
Yeah, thank you. Shout out 2008.
Yeah.
I didn't see it in real time as a foul, and then I watched it again and again. And you know me, Mark. You know me. I love the refs. And in this case, I was like, it didn't need to be called.
No.
Like,
and I know there's a lot of people who view sports through the lens of a foul is a foul, and the circumstances do not matter.
But that doesn't exist.
Correct. Right. Correct. You're right.
A foul is not a foul.
Right.
Like, and everything has context.
That's why I liken it to what I said earlier, which is that this is akin to calling pass interference on a Hail Mary. It happens every single time, but you're never, ever going to call it.
If you're on the freeway and it's a 65-mile-an-hour speed limit and you're going 66, you're speeding. And if somebody goes by you going 114, they're also speeding, but that's a foul you're going to call. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
And I mean, this was more than him going 66 and a 65. I did think that it might have been a borderline, but for me, that was a call that did not need to be made.
No,
so there you go.
Yep. You just don't do that. You don't decide games that way. And a veteran official should know better. You don't do that. You knew exactly how much time was left on the clock. You better see somebody get thrown into the second row for that to be a foul. And by the way, there's just buckets of evidence of this. My favorite one of all time is date back to the playoffs when the Warriors rallied back, that furious fourth quarter rally, and Steph relocated and hit the corner three against New Orleans to tie the game at the buzzer.
And Anthony Davis kind of put him into the third row?
Threw him into the third row. No foul.
No foul?
No foul. Because the ref knows if I whistle that, I'm giving Steph Curry three free throws and that's going to tie the game. And we don't do that. We don't do that in the final tick of a game. You don't do it. I mean, quite frankly, that one should have been.
Right.
Because that was like a foul, like a hard foul. But he made the shot.
Yep.
So, yeah.
The one you had me thinking about was Michael Jordan against Utah and Byron Russell, where Jordan clearly throws him aside. Like, Jordan crosses over and pushes him out of the way, and he hits the shot, and it's, okay, it's Jordan, it's the finals, it's that moment. We're not going to call that.
No, but I mean, this one's different.
It's a foul.
This is Moses Moody, and I don't even remember. Who's the guy who hit the free throw? Like, I mean, what are you doing?
I'd have to look it up.
What are we doing? We got four people.
Is it Jordan Goodwin?
Sure. You have four people jockeying for a rebound, an airballed rebound down below.
God, Dylan Brooks.
What are we, like, come on. So anyway, I'll just get that off my chest. The Warriors do plenty of shooting themselves in the foot. So I'm not putting the game on the refs. I'm simply saying that was dumb. That's stupid. You just don't do that.
No.
You don't decide games that way.
And then you watch Goodwin shoot the first free throw.
Oh, my gosh. He almost airballed that. Yeah. Tighten that
and then
sucker up.
Steph comes over with a big, like, clap. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that easy. 15 feet. No one guarding you. And then he made it, and whatever. They lose. But to me, they lost the game far before that. And
for sure.
You're saying it, and I'm saying it. We're not blaming the refs because you were up by 14 in the third, and then you couldn't score for the better part of half an hour.
This is a drawing board game. What did everybody say all week long? There were two things that I heard on 95.7 The Game. There are two things I heard all week long. Play Jonathan Kuminga, because that's every single week. And Jimmy Butler needs to be more freaking aggressive.
You had that one right.
All right, so now what? Both of those things happened.
I mean, they didn't really both happen.
Well, Jimmy was more aggressive.
Kuminga played-ish.
9.5 minutes. Yeah, that's...
He played, like, his first stint was an actual stint where it was like 6 minutes of, all right, and...
Whole thing's weak sauce.
Then he played 2.5 minutes, and...
It's weak.
I mean, there's a lot of takeaways. For me, like GP2, 3 minutes, and he was a -7. Why don't we put him in the DNP range for a while?
Gosh, what could I liken this to? Let's say you're one of these parents that, and this is in my mind from last night. One of these parents that won't, usually don't go to your kid.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
His games, and they're probably feeling some type of way about it.
That was my parents.
And, but they're begging you, like, can you come to my game?
Never once, ever.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm like, suing Dwayne, rest in peace.
Yeah,
I was kid number four,
no,
and it was high school tennis.
It gets tough.
Not Doug playing for a state championship.
I go to as many as I can, but I don't go to them all. And there might be some people viewing my world from the outside like, well, you probably should have gone to that one. You know, like if it's in the middle of a football Sunday, to me, that's work. I've got, like, I can't catch up.
Right.
I cannot catch up. I have a show that night. We've got shows all week.
On 16 games?
I cannot do it. And so if it's at the wrong time, and we've got a great network of friends and people who will take him to these games, I don't go to all of them, but I go to a lot of them. But the kid begs you to finally go to the game, and you go to the game, but you never look up from your phone the entire time. That's what Steve Kerr did to Jonathan Kuminga last night. Play me. Okay, here's crumbs that will never even let you get out of the starting gate. Why? To me, that was a complete half-baked way to do it. You either play him or you don't. That felt like, I don't know if it came from above, you need to play Jonathan. And so Steve's like, see, I played him. I didn't like that. I don't like 9.5 minutes. You're not going to have a public statement that he's back in the rotation and then do 9.5 minutes. This isn't even a statement about how he played or whether he should play. I'm just like, either do 0 or do 22. Don't do 9.
Yeah.
That's what are we doing? That doesn't give anybody a chance to do anything.
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
I don't like that.
18, 22, whatever. If you have an actual rotation of minutes, and you know, we've talked about this a bunch, where in a 48-minute game, you've got 5 players at a time, you've got 240 minutes. So if you want to talk about like who gets what, well, Jimmy gets 34, Draymond 30, Steph gets 33. So that right there is about 100. So now we have 140 minutes for the other whoever. And Quentin Post right now, he earns minutes. And Pods, he played great,
He played really
well. All you Pods haters, you're having a bad day because he kept you in it late.
He did.
Pods gets his minutes. And so now we're starting to look at, you know, who else gets minutes, and Melton's going to get his. That's fine. And then beyond that, like, who else? And Gee got 14, and beyond that, it was crumbs for everyone else.
Yep, and I get it. That's what I mean by Steve played this one like it was a really, really important game, and you can make the case that it is. But bottom line for me, I don't think it does Jonathan a whole lot to play him 9 minutes. And if Draymond's going to keep turning the ball over this much, then Jonathan should play more and Draymond should play less. Like if you're going to keep turning the ball over at this level, then Draymond, what'd you say he was at, 33? How many minutes for Draymond last night?
30.
Okay, take 5 of those and give them to Jonathan, at least. Take 6 or 7 of them and give them to Jonathan.
Yep. And, I mean, what I was thinking about watching it last night was, let's let Melton be the guy who is at the point of attack more than Draymond, because Melton is much more likely to keep the ball. Draymond with 13 turnovers in the last 2 games, I think that Melton as a point guard, so Draymond can play in a little bit more of the, I don't know if he can play the dunker spot because he can't really get up and dunk like that, but you can have Draymond play in a different role. And that's where I think Steve Kerr has his work cut out for him. How do you play Draymond? Maybe not 30 minutes, maybe it's 25, yep, and have him still be productive and also have the turnovers not be as bad. Because again, last night, I'm looking at 20 turnovers for the Warriors.
Yeah,
and
it's just crazy. They just crazy. Can't. I mean, they're focused on it and they can't stop. Right. They're like addicts right now. They're focused on it and they can't. Usually when you shine a light on something and you're pretty good at what you do, you can be a little bit effective. He is blue in the face, Steve Kerr, talking about turnovers. So are Draymond, Jimmy, and Steph, and they can't fix it.
Yep.
Like, wow.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Let's go to Steve in the Bay. Hi, Steve. Thank you for calling Willard and Dibs. What's up?
How you guys doing?
We're good.
I think the Warriors need to find outside help as far as development is concerned. None of the Warriors have fundamentals besides Curry and Jimmy Butler. Half of them can't shoot. They can't dribble. The passing is okay. But I think for there to be close to another Stephen Curry, either Paz or what have you, are going to have to come to Curry and say, teach me what you do. And Jimmy Butler, too. Somebody's going to have to come to those two players, since they seem to be the stars, and ask them, what is it that you do in the summer to make you play like you do? That's the only solution that I see.
Steve, I'd put it this way. Thank you very much for the call. The whole Warriors development process is a very, very fair topic. But I think that something else is overwhelming it. I think that this is something where people talk about a symptom rather than the disease. The Warriors' development process is the symptom. The disease is the fact that they are completely, fully, and overwhelmingly, and I get it, dedicated to their Hall of Fame players. And it completely stunts what is even possible to happen with a bevy of young players. I don't know how they are supposed to develop in actual game action, and you're never going to get me to rip the Warriors for it, because on the down low, all of those of you who rip the Warriors for it, you also vote for them to keep doing what they're doing. You like, nobody wants them to move off of Steph. Nobody wants them to use the word rebuild. Nobody wants to do that. And then you yell at them for not developing young players, which, by the way, they have. They have, and you've detailed this a lot. There are a bunch of players who developed. Those of you who want Jordan Poole back, where did he develop? So, and some of that is on the player as well. I get it. I just don't think it's the disease. I think it's the symptom of the disease.
And I do think that you look at last night, for example, Moody played 30 minutes, and he was 2 of 10.
He's lost.
That's what I said on our show thread, and
I agree with you.
I believe that he's a little bit, I don't know if he's like lost on, he doesn't know what he's supposed to do, but he's not playing the way that he needs to play. 1 of 6 from 3. He did have 8 rebounds, and you know, the plus minus, he was a minus 1, so when he was out there, they were, you know, the same as the rest of the team. Quentin Post played 27 minutes, and he was 3 of 14. And I was watching all his shots earlier today, thank you, NBA.com, and he had 4 or 5 that were open looks, corner threes, open shots you want him to take, and he didn't make them. He was 2 of 10 from 3. So they're giving younger guys a chance to play and do their thing, but beyond that, GP2, 3 minutes, Trace, 7, Buddy, 10. And you know what, Buddy? You got 10 minutes, and you need to go out there and figure it out.
You made your 3.
Yep.
You shot 1 and went in.
1 for 2 on the floor. So I think Buddy is a guy who's going to get, you know, a chance and another chance and another chance. And so, like, Will Richard, you don't get to play right now because you're the odd man out. So Steve is clearly searching. And as he's searching, nobody's making it clear, like, I'm the guy. You found me.
100%.
And so this is where we can rip Steve and 888-957-9570, rip Steve Kerr. We're here for it until 6. But whatever he's doing, whatever he's looking for, they're not showing him that it's being found.
Yeah. Again, I just think all of these things are a symptom of the larger disease, and the disease is, to a degree, something that you just catch. It's not the fault that everyone wants it to be. Like even this last text that just came in, Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Willard, the rest of the association is packed full of young players. Listen to yourself. I didn't say that it's not. I didn't say that it's not. But you don't, what you don't see around the association is championship level players who have already won rings and then have moved into their 30s and are still, at least one or two of them, performing very well, and they are also bolstered by future superstar 23-year-olds. You don't see that. Oklahoma City is doing it as a group. They're all in their 20s.
Right.
The whole group's in their 20s. The Warriors, please understand, they don't have that opportunity. They don't have the draft capital usually. They don't have early picks. When they have had them, they've messed them up. And they don't have the finances to go out and get those young players, because $115 million this year alone is dedicated to 2 players. And if you want to rip them for that, you're completely welcome to. I just wonder if you were one of the people who, back in February, said, I hate the Jimmy trade. And did you say the year before that, the Warriors really need to move Steph Curry? And nobody says that.
Right.
There's always like one caller a week. You know what they need to do? And then like people hang up on them because they get so mad. And I'm one of them. I don't hang up on them, but I don't want them to trade Steph Curry. I'd rather go through this frustration with Steph than have him wear another jersey. That's me.
Yep.
You can make fun of that if you want, but that's how I feel.
And that's how I feel too, because even if you play out the other side of it, which is, all right, you're going to move off of Steph and Jimmy and Draymond, and you're just going to start the whole thing over. I did a full deep dive on dynasties earlier today. Like, how do they end?
Yeah.
And I did 4 dynasties I looked at, including one that wasn't actually a dynasty, but I did the Miami one the Miami run because they went to four straight finals with LeBron and Dwayne Wade, but dynasties happen. They end in a certain way. The Bulls, okay, Phil Jackson, you're not coming back, and all of them left. And then they went 6 years, by the way, no playoffs, with a winning percentage of 257. The Bulls, after the Last Dance.
Jeez.
So there's that. The Spurs, they won. They ran it back. They lost. They lost. They lost in the Western Finals. They lost in the first round. And that was the year Kawhi got hurt. And by the time he got to the next year, Duncan, Ginobili, Parker, Leonard, they were all gone. But they tried to run it back, which is kind of what this Warrior team is doing. Like, you won in 22, and you run it back. You run it back, and you brought in Butler. And it's a little bit like what you experienced with the Lakers. And I think you were down there in 02 when...
Yes, I was.
They won their third straight in 02, and then... They brought it back. They lost in the Western semis. Then they brought in Malone and Payton. They lost in the finals. Then Shaq left. Malone left. Payton left. Fisher left. You went 34-48. And then you were left with, I think it was Westhead and Kobe. And eventually you would bring in Pau Gasol and you would reboot it and you would win again.
Exactly.
But that's the Lakers. And the other one was the Heat, where they went to four straight finals. They lost. They won two. And then they lost. And then... Ray Allen retired, Bosch and Wade two more years, LeBron left, and then you struggled, and then after that, they all were gone. So dynasties end one of two ways. Either it's a cliff like Chicago, or it's a slow fade like San Antonio, which the Warrior thing feels to me more like San Antonio, which is we're going to hold on, and we're going to hope. And then, you know, San Antonio was first round lost, second round lost, Western Finals lost to the Warriors. And then they lost in the first round to the Warriors, and then that was it.
That was it. I think the other comp, though, I'm glad you bring up the Lakers, but I'd love to know what happened, and I do know because I was there, but like, what happened after?
After Kobe.
After Powell. What happened at the end of Kobe's career? After the second championship flurry.
Right.
And ask a Laker fan, would you give that back? You know how Kobe finished his career, never wore another jersey, did a speech the last night, I think scored, was it 60, 70, whatever the hell it was.
Something.
And it was a ridiculous game, and they, you know, everybody was just, they made the whole thing about Kobe, and it was not about winning anymore. It was just about Kobe. And I promise you, if you polled all the Laker fans out there, and it would, the vote would not even be close, they would not give that back for the idea of, boy, if the Lakers had just traded Kobe for his last 2 years, they could have regenerated this thing a little bit quicker. That, no, they would not give that back. There's nothing more special to them than the idea of Magic and Kobe, who are elevated above all of the other stars in LA because they never, ever, ever wore another jersey. That's what we're doing here.
That's right. And so, in 2010, the Lakers won it again, and then the next year they were second round and out, and then in 2012, Gasol was still there. They were second round and out, and then I think the next year was when they went 45-37, first round loss to the Spurs, and then that was, I mean, Powell was still there, but it was kind of what this is, which is...
Slow burn.
Right. Yep. A slow Peter, and then Powell left, and Kobe got hurt. And then Kobe came back. They actually went 27-55.
27-55.
In 2014.
And nobody would give it back.
Right.
So I think that we've got to do it.
That's the year Kobe played six games.
Got to acknowledge this a little bit. This is what we're doing here. We may not realize that we're in it yet, but we are. What we are doing here is Operation Steph Stays Forever.
Yep.
And yes, it's not. It is not championships on the way out. He's 37 years old. And by the way, he wasn't very good last night. Was he?
No.
He was not very good last night.
Pods was your second best player.
Right.
And if that's going to be the case, you're probably going to be, you know, 35-47. And yeah, Kobe played six games. And then the next year he came back and he played about a half a year. And you were 21-61. that next year. So hopefully this doesn't come to that.
Hopefully it won't. I don't think it will, by the way.
No, but like you're saying, like Laker fans, they would never give that up. A lot of my best friends are Laker fans, and they would go to like 20 games a year just to watch Kobe, the maestro.
They'd have gone 0-82, and they'd have been fine with it if you said you could be a second-round team if you just move him. Send him to Houston.
Yep, no chance.
Oh, no. Sponsored by Serramonte Ford. Bay Area, heads up, the Ford Final Days year-end sales event is on now at Serramonte Ford. Get an extra $1,000 in bonus cash on new 20 to 25 Fords plus 0% APR for 60 months on F-150, Explorer, Escape, Mach-E, Lightning, and Super Duty. Zero down, zero payments for 90 days. Ends January 2nd, Serramonte Ford, right off 280 or online at SerramonteFord.com. 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.